personally, the bye week comes at a good time, mind and body?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, playing running back is always good to get a bye week to try to get your body back, you know, and feeling better. And, you know, so I'm looking forward to this bye week.
A lot of guys think about where they're going to get away to. You don't necessarily have to get away anywhere. What are your plans?
No, I think I'm going to just go to Austin and try to catch the home game. I think this is going to be a really good game. I'm playing Oklahoma State, so that's my plan.
Deshaun was talking about how fun the offense is and how there's like a cool vibe, and like it's so much like you have to take care of your business, but do you sometimes step back and say, hey, this is fun, we're having fun out there?
Oh yeah, I always say we got a lot of great players in this locker room, a lot of great teammates. You know, I'm always in here laughing at the guys, and you know, even on the field. But you know, when it's time to get to work, we get to work, and you know, we put the work in and the time in that we need to. But you know, like I said, we got a great group of guys in here, and you know, we always joking and laugh.
When you look back to your first game until now, are you like, wow, I've really come a long way in my time here?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I've definitely came a long way, but it's still a lot that I can work on. Like I said yesterday, it's still, you know, yards and, you know, plays I'm leaving out on the field, so I got to find a way to be better at that. But other than that, you know, I've definitely came a long way.
Did you get any razzing getting tackled at the 3-yard line on that big run of yours?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I came in this morning, and they were still talking about it. I went home last night, and my family and everything was giving me crap about it, and then my brother, he called me last night, and he was like, man, what are you doing? Like, that's terrible. But, I know I got to fix it. And, you know, stuff like that really motivates me to be better. So, you know, I appreciate it.
All that stuff they're saying to you, you were thinking the same thing.
I was thinking the same thing. As soon as I got tackled, I was upset. And I came off to the sideline, and I was just like, man, you know, it was really my fault that I didn't score. So I can't be mad at anybody.
Over the 6 weeks you've been out there with this offense, was there any point in time where you've seen where you knew this offense could be really explosive?
Yeah. I mean, when you see Deshaun just breaking tackles and extending plays, and, you know, Will come back and he's been on fire, and, you know, D-Hop has been catching a lot of passes, and then we've, you know, been running the ball a lot better. With the guys we have, it's like, should never be shocked about us putting up points. So it's going in a good direction right now.
Are you at a point where you can come out of bye week and think we could be even better the final 10 weeks?
Yeah, I mean, you know, just keep putting in work. You know, like I said, we get a week to, you know, rest up a little bit and, you know, get our bodies back right. It's a long season, but, you know, I definitely feel like, you know, after the bye week, we got a week of practice and get ready for Seattle. And, you know, we just go out there and try to put another one together.
You guys expect to kind of go on a run here. I mean, you guys definitely look like you're better than the 3-3 record would suggest.
It's going to come with just work and time. You know, I can't predict the future, but I know that we're going to put in the work each and every day to go out there and try to win games.